I'm Alan Smale, and I write alternate history, historical fantasy, and hard science fiction. Most recently, and very exciting for me personally, I have Hot Moon, which is my alternate Apollo techno thriller with heart, and that's set entirely on and around the moon.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Alan Smale. The series started at episode 319. Go to the show archive to catch up. You mentioned a third book. Is there a third book in the works too?
There is a third book in the works, as yet untitled. I do have a couple of titles in mind, but I need to run them past my publisher to let him know which one he likes best. Yes, I am contracted to write the third book, and I'm supposed to deliver it by the end of this year. And hopefully it will be coming out towards the end of next year.
Nice, nice. Do you think we'll see Vivian again?
Yep, yes, she will be in the third book, and several of the characters from the first and second books will be making repeat appearances in the third book.
Okay, cool. So, audience, when Alan was doing his reading, he did some very key things because he works around mics a lot. And I thought to myself, why does he know to tilt his head back when he delivers this loud part? And I realized, oh, yeah, that's right, the Chromatics. So, Alan, tell us a little bit more about the Chromatics, the band you're on.
Yeah, sure. The Chromatics, six-person singing group. So there's three men and three women. We've been around for some time, actually. We've been singing together for over 25 years and mostly with the same personnel. So that's something of a record in the a cappella world, in the vocal band world. So, yep, we do a lot of concerts. One thing that we do a lot of is science concerts, in fact, because we have a whole CD's worth of astronomically correct music, original music about the space program, about astronomy, about the planets and the stars, and about how we know what we know, about the Doppler shift, all of that kind of thing. So we actually do a lot of performances at science fiction conventions, and we've done performances at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., and we're doing another one of those in December, in addition to other concerts, other regular concerts at festivals and various music venues around the place. We did an amphitheater concert recently in Virginia, which went over very well. It's an open-air concert with another band. And so, yep, so I'm a bass, as you can probably tell from my voice. I'm the bass in the group and also the business manager. And we have about 9 CDs. We've been singing for many years, and we have probably about 100 songs that we do. And most of those are originals. Some of those are astronomy originals, and some of those are originals on completely different topics. A lot of them are sort of technological or related to the modern world or whatever. So we have a lot of fun with that. And I spend a lot of time behind the keyboard as an astronomer and as a writer, and my Chromatics life is very different from that because I get to jump up and down on stage, because we are actually quite lively when we perform and quite lively when we rehearse. And so that's something that's completely different. It's a completely different side of my life, and I like that very much.
Nice. Yeah, I saw a video online on YouTube. I'll go ahead and include a link to that in the show notes, so listeners, you can go there and you can find a link to that performance.
Hi, I'm Alan Smale, and I write alternate history, historical fantasy, and hard science fiction. I won the Sidewise Award for alternate history for my novella of a Roman invasion of ancient America, and that was called A Clash of Eagles. And I have three novels set in the same universe, Clash of Eagles, Eagle in Exile, and Eagle in Empire, and they're available from Del Rey. I have a Roman baseball story collaboration with Rick Wilbur called The Wandering Warriors that came out from Wordfire Press in 2020. Most recently, and very exciting for me personally, I have Hot Moon, which is my alternate Apollo techno thriller with heart, and that's set entirely on and around the moon in the 1980s. And that was launched by Kazik Science Fiction and Fantasy in 2022. And the sequel, Radiant Sky, is scheduled for November 2024. And this is set in the early 1980s in a timeline where the space race has continued and the US and Soviets each have a base on the moon and space stations in orbit. And there's lots of action and intrigue in a Cold War setting. I've sold over 40 stories to Asimov's and other magazines and anthologies. And my short story, Gunpowder Treason, earned me a second Sidewise Award last year. I grew up up in Yorkshire, England, and I have degrees in physics and astrophysics from Oxford University. And until recently, I performed astronomical research at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and served as the director of an astrophysical data archive there. And I also sing bass with high-energy vocal band The Chromatics, and I'm co-creator of their educational astrocappella projects, spreading astronomy through astrocappella in schools across the country. If you're into history, if you're into alternate history, either of ancient America and the Romans or of the space race, I hope you'll check out my books. If you're into geeky, technological, but high-energy music, I hope you'll check out The Chromatics and the Astrocappella Project, which you can find on YouTube and online. And there'll be links to the Chromatics webpage and to my webpage in the show notes. I hope you enjoy them.
If you're listening to this show in a podcast player, you will find show notes that zip right into your device. If you don't have a podcast player and you want to see the show notes, go back to where you downloaded the MP3. This is the last episode of this series with Alan Smale. You can find all of the episodes together on the series page by going to your favorite search engine and typing in Sci-Fi Thoughts, Alan Smale. S-M-A-L-E.